You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. Baby Soda Jazz Band with Hindustan off their new disc, their newer disc. I have heard rumors, actually I heard a promise that they were going to come out with another one very soon. But there's Baby Soda with Hindustan. And I guess the gang's all there on that one, all the people who make it possible. And that was 09. I think you had... I think Kevin Lewis was on cornet there, and Ornutkin on sax, Jared Engel banjo, Peter Ford on bass. Everybody's playing like little rhythmic instruments. Emily Asher on trombone, and Adrian Cunningham on clarinet. All lovely. And we got to see him a week or so ago, yeah. So this is Radiola, and we're just happy to be living when we're living, and we get the best of the old and the new is sounding pretty good in some instances. I wouldn't turn on the radio at this point, but you know, this is better than the radio. Those who are honest with themselves will admit that they like this better than their favorite NPR station. So we're going to... Having admitted that blast of hubris, this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm going to settle into my corner now. Here's Enrico Caruso. Yes, that Enrico Caruso, 1916, and You've heard this song, and he's singing it, O Sole Mio.
Serena roba la tempesta, all'aria fresca far già la festa. Che bella cosa la giornata sola. Più bello in me, esaure mia, ampronta a te, solo, solo mia, ampronta a te.
Peanuts, nice toasted peanuts, buy a bag today, take them right away. I've got a lot of bill collectors that I have to pay. Hot roasted peanuts, I guarantee that they are all okay. If you find them hard to crack, try and get your money back. Hot roasted peanuts, but don't forget to throw the shells away.
Gold and his orchestra, Irving Kaufman, and Bye Bye Blackbird, 1926. And that's for no particular reason. Before that, the Six Black Diamonds, under the direction of Joseph Samuels, Arthur Hall, attempting an ethnic accent of whatever type, Hot Roasted Peanuts. And you better throw the shells away, although they're crunchy. They're very crunchy indeed. 1923. I don't know who was doing the whistle on that, but it must have been one of the, you know, they had somebody in the studio to do that sort of thing. Beginning with Enrico Caruso, with O Sole Mio. And You Never, you know, that song is like hardwired into everybody's brain by now. 1916. This is Radiola, and I'm nothing is hardwired over here. It's all unpluggable, believe me. And if you want to pull out the plug, you know, do it. Just don't tell me about it. Here's Leo Reisman in 1926. Great recording of this. I played it by Paul Whiteman a few weeks ago. But here it is by Leo, Birth of the Blues.
Thank you.
Johnny Johnson and the Statler Pennsylvanians, Thou Swell, 1928. And that's a good recording of that. Not often heard. It crops up occasionally, but there it is. Before that, Bix Beiderbecke off a Vocalion reissue of The OK, and I believe the original master of Since My Best Gal Turned Me Down, 1927. And you heard a lot of Adrian Rollini in there, which makes it really good. In addition to everybody else who's in there, of course, that was the good gang as opposed to the not quite as good gang, which he did later in 28, which, it's nice to have those, but these were the good ones, yeah. Beginning with Leo Reisman, Birth of the Blues, 1926, and we recently saw, we got this Warner Brothers set of Vitaphone musical comedy short subjects, and that Leo does an amazing turn. He does a Vitaphone short, and he plays probably 16 different selections in about 3 minutes. I don't know how he does it, and he looks like he's coming unglued, but it's amazing. You expect he play like a chorus of jazz and then go into something slow, and it's not how this show is done at all, by the way. Not that I've learned how, but this is just my intuition. This is Radiola, and our intuition is fails sometimes, but we try to put up a good appearance anyway. Here's Libby Holman, and I'm the one who's appearing, of course, Andy Senior. Here's Libby Holman. Can't We Be Friends? And I love this song. It's a very nice song. 1929, off a nice Brunswick, in fact.
I took each word he said as gospel truth, the way a silly little child would. I can't excuse it on the grounds of youth. I was no baby in the wild wood. He didn't mean it. I should have seen it. The man of my dreams. Now it seems this is how the story ends. He's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends? I thought for once it couldn't go wrong. Not for long. This is how the story ends. He's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends? Never again. Through with love, through with men, they play their game without shame. And who? I'd met one man I could trust. What a bust. This is how the story ends. He's gonna turn me down and say, can't we be friends? Ooh, I thought I knew the wheat from the chaff. What a laugh. This is how the story ends. I let him turn me down and say, can't we be friends? I acted like a kid out of school. What a fool, I can see the way this ends. I let him turn me down and say, can't you and I be friends? Gone and given me the air. Why should I cry, heave a sigh, and wonder why? Ooh, I should have seen the signal to stop. Whop, whop, this is how the story ends. I let him turn me down and say,
I'm after you, my lucky star. I'm on a rainbow rafter, climbing up to where you are. I'll have a time. It's a climb, but I'll make it, 'cause I'm mama shooting. I'm double do that.
Armstrong, Louis Armstrong, as he preferred to be called, because he wasn't French, by the way. Louis Armstrong and his orchestra, 1935. I'm shooting high. I'm shooting high. There's a G in there somewhere. And whether you're shooting or shooting, don't aim that at me, please. Before that, we had the other side of those seven great artists, and there are more than seven artists on here that I can recommend. I recognized a couple, actually, in the instrumental division. But we had Morton Downey, Annette Hanshaw, Singin' Sam, and Will Osborne singing it. And it was supposed to be Will Osborne's orchestra, although he didn't really have a band at that time. He was sort of a free agent at American Record Company. So you had a studio group, and I heard, I swear, and I will vow for this. I'll vouch, and I'll do all those other things. Tommy Dorsey sounded like he was in there, and definitely Eddie Lang. And the trumpeter, probably Berrigan, you think? Yeah, I think so. Before that, Libby Holman, Can't We Be Friends, 1929. Nice copy of that. I'm glad to have it. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and we're doing what we can. We're trying to appear busy so that others don't object to our indolence. If you're idle, you know, people will wonder what you're up to, and you know, even if you're working at the store selling lottery tickets to people who are already broke, then you know, you're doing a good job. But you do something like this, people wonder about you. So continue to wonder, please, and if you have any further questions, I'll be glad to ignore them. Radiola continues with Bob Causer and his Cornelians, Gene Cardos. Harry Goldfield singing this, and this is unusual because this was off a Canadian Mellotone, pressed by the Compo Company. But the other thing about this is, Harry manages to change the sex of Hemingway in this, which I don't know how he did it before Christine there. He did it, actually. Please, but I'll get, the real title is Please, Mr. Hemingway.
Mind your feeling thrilly, but when you start getting silly, please, Mrs. Hemingway, it's so plain to see you appeal to me. When you're near, my heart must obey. I don't mind you when you're gentle, but when you get sentimental, please. Mrs. Hemingway, I love affection, but we're all alone. There's one objection. If we only had a chaperone, being kissable is permissible. When you're near, my lips obey. I don't mind your oscillation, but by dear, my operation, please, Mrs. Hemingway.
Did my ma give me hell? Did I get a thrill? And am I still a quiver? Was he rough? Did I care? Am I glad now that I fell? Every time I think about him, do I shiver? Was he hot? And was I? And would he stand for maybe? He would not. Did I lie? Does he still think I'm a baby? If I was, am I still? Do I care? Don't be still. Was I drunk? Was he handsome? And did my ma give me hell?
Thought that she'd step out one night alone to get the thrills in life she missed.
But what happened?
Now she met a youth a bit uncouth, although he seemed all right. She'd known him but a moment when they kissed.
Why, the fresh thing.
When she got home next day with swollen head, and her girlfriend asked, did you have fun, she said.
Oh, was I drunk? Was he handsome? And did my mom give me hell? Did I get a thrill, and am I still a quiver? Was he rough? Did I care? Am I glad now that I fell? Every time I think about him, do I shiver? Brrr. Was he hot? And was I? And would he stand for maybe? He would not. Did I lie? Does he still think I'm a baby? If I was, am I still? Do I care? Don't be still. Was I drunk? Was he handsome? And did my ma give me hell?
Were you drunk?
Was he handsome?
And did your ma give you hell?
Woo!
I used to have a sweetie, as sweet as she could be. But now I ain't got no sweetie, but my sweetie sure got me. I gave her all my money to keep until today. And I called her up this morning and they said she'd gone away. And nobody knows where she's gone. Nobody knows where she's gone. Except My sweetheart had a sister, and her sister's name was Min. She exercised each morning and dieted to get thin. While bathing 6 months later, she got so thin, poor soul, that she pulled a bathtub plug out and slid right down the hole. And that nobody knows where she's gone. Nobody knows where she's gone. Simply disappeared, that's all, like the robins in the fall. And nobody knows where she's gone. I had a pet bootlegger who used to sell me rye, and he always guaranteed it, and he never told a lie. He says, I'll tell you frankly, I keep it up there on my shelf, and just to prove it's harmless, I'll take a drink myself. And nobody knows where he's gone. Nobody knows where he's gone. Simply disappeared, that's all, like the robins in the fall. Nobody knows where he's gone. I used to know a feller whose name was Henry Bell. He claimed there was no heaven, or there was no, well, an atheist they called him. And this poor feller died. We called upon his widow. How that poor gal cried. She says, nobody knows where he's gone. Nobody knows where he's gone. Didn't go above, I know, wouldn't have him down below. And nobody knows where he's gone. Well, a hen and a rooster had to fight, and the hen slapped the rooster out of sight. Rooster said, well, that's all right, I'll meet you in the hen house tomorrow night. But nobody knows where he's gone.
Carl Deacon Moore and his orchestra, and that's a good band. It's a novelty group, no doubt, but they can swing. And I don't know who Carl Deacon Moore is. I've never heard of him, but I found the record, and I like it. Nobody knows where she's gone. And there's a lot of good stuff in there. You can chew on that one a while. Good solos, too. I like it. Before that, the New Dixie Demons with Was I Drunk? And that song often appears on another program, and I've played it a few times by by another artist. But I was glad to find this. 1936 off of Decca, and that's nice. Yes, it isn't as poignant as the other one that I've heard on Rich Conley's Big Broadcast. In fact, and it's on one of his CDs, but this is not on any CD. This is really obscure, off the Hillbilly series on Decca. Before that, Bob Quazzer and his Cornelians off Canadian Melotone. Was I drunk? No, that was Please Mr. Hemingway. I guess you'd have to be drunk to read that. All right. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm sober this week. Really? Not until after this show is in the can will I be in the can. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm opening the can later. Nick Lucas and the beautiful recording of this song, which was fairly new at the time, and was a real standard. A couple of standards coming up too. But Nick is here playing the guitar, singing with a studio group, Moonglow.
Like someone that hasn't any country, like a stranger visiting from Mars, I went around alone, just like a rolling stone, until I read a message in the stars. It must have been moon glow, way up in the blue. It must have been moon glow that led me straight to you. I still hear you saying, dear one, hold me fast. And I start in praying, oh Lord, please let this last. We seem to float right through the air. Heavenly songs seem to come from everywhere. And now when there's moon glow way up in the blue, I always remember that moon glow gave me you. I still hear you saying, dear one, hold me fast. And I started praying, oh Lord, please let this last. We seem to float right through the air. Heavenly songs seem to come from everywhere. And now when there's moon glow up in the blue, I always remember that moon glow gave me
Holiday, 1939, Night and Day. No further comment required on that. Boy, it's nice. Nick Lucas beginning the set with Moonglow, 1934. And no comment there either. Just basking in it. And hoping to get a moon tan. This is Radiola, and if you can tan at night, then you've really learned the art of restful indolence. And I offer that to you. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm not moving. And thank you, by the way, for spending 2 hours with me doing nothing much in particular. Joe Daniels and his Hot Shots and Drumnastics. Farewell Blues. Bye-bye.